If you look back over the past few decades, I don't think any of us, Republican or Democrat, can take much satisfaction in what we've accomplished to control nuclear proliferation.
On the campaign trail yesterday, John McCain broke with President Bush on the issue of nuclear weapons, at least to a degree. Yes, he still wants the U.S. to be the predominant nuclear power. He's not calling for a nuclear-free world, as Obama has, at least as an endpoint goal. But McCain called for the elimination of tactical nuclear weapons in Europe, a position President Bush opposes. And McCain called for a new weapons treaty with Russia. Now, according to the New York Times today, the Bush administration's refusal to negotiate a new treaty has made Russia paranoid. So with me now is Leonor Tamero, Director for Nuclear Nonproliferation at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. She also writes a nonproliferation blog called Nukes on a Blog. Leonor, welcome to WNYC. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
People blog about all kinds of things, including what they had for lunch. I don't know many people who blog about nuclear weapons.
Oh, there are a few of us, but not many.
What's your latest entry? I haven't seen your blog.
It was removing and finding plutonium that was left in Spain from an accident in the 1960s when a U.S. Military plane dropped nuclear weapons that fortunately did not explode, but were retrieved, but some of the plutonium was left behind in Spain.
Wow. And just recently, the rest of it was retrieved and removed?
Right. Well, they're coming to an agreement on retrieving this plutonium that was left behind and that the United States had not disclosed.
Interesting. All right. Let's talk about it. And that's, you know, that is emblematic in a way of people's perceptions, I think, of the whole world of nuclear weapons and nuclear material in general, that there are a lot of secrets out there, that there are accidents out there that we never really heard about, and that there's all this stuff that's been hidden for public view because it's considered just too politically toxic.
Right. Yeah, and I think the predominant view is that nuclear weapons are useful for deterrence, but there have been a lot of very near misses, especially in the Cold War, that I think that do not get enough attention, and certainly as the risk of nuclear proliferation to other countries, to potential terrorist groups like Al Qaeda, as these risks increase. Now, the real question is, do we need so many of these weapons? And
that's what McCain started to address. So let's talk about John McCain. First of all, he's calling for elimination of all tactical nuclear weapons in Europe. Explain to our listeners, what is a tactical as opposed to some other kind of nuclear weapon?
Well, it's generally seen as a smaller nuclear weapon that would have been used in Europe during the Cold War if we had fought a nuclear war with Russia. And Europe has been very adamant that it wants these tactical nuclear weapons taken off of its soil. Certainly not during the Cold War, but certainly not today. Europe is not interested in seeing a nuclear war fought over on their territory. I think they would have the most to lose in that scenario.
How many of these tactical nuclear weapons do you think there are in Europe today, and in which countries?
Well, it's really hard to say. Those numbers are classified, but certainly I think it is a very good sign that Senator McCain wants to eliminate these, although he has said it in the context of negotiating with Russia and having Russia eliminate their tactical nuclear weapons as well. So it seems to me this would be an agreed negotiation, not a unilateral elimination of U.S. tactical nuclear weapons.
Well, we'll come back to that question of unilateral elimination of anything nuclear, but let's play about a 60-second clip here of Senator McCain from his speech yesterday talking about a new relationship with Russia regarding nuclear weapons.
While we have serious differences with the end of the Cold War, Russia and the United States are no longer mortal enemies. as our two countries possess the overwhelming majority of the world's nuclear weapons, we have a special responsibility, the two of us, to reduce their number. I believe we should reduce our nuclear forces to the lowest level we judge necessary, and we should be prepared to enter into a new arms control agreement with Russia, reflecting the nuclear reductions that I'll seek. Further, we should be able to agree with Russia on binding verification measures based on those currently in effect under the START agreement to enhance confidence and transparency. In close consultation with our allies, I'd also like to explore ways we and Russia can reduce and hopefully eliminate deployments of tactical nuclear weapons in Europe.
So, tell us, Leonor Tamayo, Director for Nuclear Nonproliferation at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. Some of that, you know, will make the average person's eyes glaze over hearing phrases like binding verification measures based on those currently in effect under the START agreement. But how different is that from any position that President Bush holds?
This is one of the key differences, and I think this is one of the most important parts of his speech. You know, this might sound very arcane, and, you know, it really, these are arcane issues, but the fact that Senator McCain is calling for extending the provisions that are under the existing START 1 arms control treaty with Russia, which are the legally binding verification provisions, is very, very important. And it is something that the Bush administration has refused to do and something that Russia has been insisting on.
Why?
So, well, the Bush administration, I think, it generally prefers less binding treaties and has opposed verification, which really is one of our main advantages in these treaties. It's what lets us make sure that the Russians are abiding by their commitments.
But wait, I thought the United States is for verification of these kinds of things, right? Reagan was all about trust but verify. Remember that phrase?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But the Bush administration doesn't want verification?
Right. It wants an informal agreement. So it
because they don't want other countries looking at our nuclear weapons?
Yes, I think that's one of their reasons. I think another reason is that I don't think they've taken arms control seriously. If you look at the treaty that President Bush signed in 2002, the Moscow Agreement, which lowers the level of our nuclear weapons, of deployed strategic nuclear weapons to the level of between 1,700 and 2,200, there's no provision for dismantlement. There's no provision for verification. So it's really quite a weak treaty compared to the previous arms control treaties.
So McCain would break with Bush to that extent at least and offer verification to the Russians if the Russians go along with whatever other terms, I guess.
Right. And not only that, I think Senator McCain is also talking about even further reductions, which is also a very good sign. So I think having those two key points in his speech were very, very telling and certainly a very good sign.
But how much is Russia the issue anymore? Iran is the issue. North Korea is the issue. Loose nukes getting into the hands of terrorists is the issue. I mean, maybe the very premise of McCain's statement in the clip that we played, that Russia isn't our enemy like it was in the Cold War, makes this kind of missing the point about where the real nuclear threats are today, no?
No, this is our relationship with Russia and certainly our arms control agreement with Russia is really at the center of our arms control obligations, and two reasons for that. The first is that Russia still has many thousands of nuclear weapons. The U.S. right now has about 10,000, according to the Natural Resources Defense Committee, and will have about 5,000 by 2012. But Russia has many more weapons than that. And so there is a risk that Russia's nuclear arsenal is not well guarded. There's a risk of miscalculation. These nuclear weapons are on hair trigger alert. So So by reducing the number of these nuclear weapons, we will minimize the risk of miscalculation and the risk of an exchange with Russia. But also the second point is that other non-nuclear open states, there are 187 countries that gave up forever their right to ever acquire nuclear weapons in a non-proliferation treaty. And they are looking to the United States, to Russia, and the other three nuclear open states to make good on their promises to work towards disarmament. So our progress with Russia will be very significant in our ability to convince other countries to keep in good standing under the non-proliferation treaty and not to acquire nuclear weapons.
Leonor, last thing. Obama has called for a world free of nuclear weapons. Is he talking about unilateral, or is he laying out how we get to a world free of nuclear weapons? Does he really go further than McCain, or is that just his dream for, you know, sometime down the line?
Well, I think he has embraced the world free of nuclear weapons, which is proposed by George Shultz, Henry Kissinger, William Perry, and Sam Nunn, all the Cold War warriors. And I think the issue is this is a vision, and Senator Obama has laid out specific steps towards making progress.
Does he go further than McCain, as far as you can tell?
Well, in certain respects, yes, but a lot of his other proposals are similar. For example, he does support cutting off the production of fissile material and making this into a binding and verifiable treaty. He does also support reductions and reaffirming our commitments under the non-proliferation treaty. He supports, of course, verification. But he does go further in some sense. For example, in North Korea and Iran, he supports direct negotiation with both those countries. And we've seen that work very well recently in North Korea, whereas Senator McCain is ambivalent about direct talks with these two countries. And so on certain issues, he does go a little further, but I think certainly on the key issues on the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, on reductions, on keeping legally binding verification provisions, there are some similarities.
And McCain has moved more toward him with this statement yesterday. Yes. Leonor Tomero, Director for Nuclear Proliferation at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation, and you can read her nuclear weapons blog at, what's the address?
It's www.nukesonablog.blogspot.com.
Nukesonablog.blogspot.com. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. New questions about America's interracial adoption laws. Questions about whether they take race into account too little. Stay with us.